why do we do what we do? Why do we eat the way we do? Why do we have the activity level that we have? Why do we have the financial plan that we have? Why do we have the career that we have or the job? Why do we choose that job? Why do we have certain people in our lives? It's one of those interesting questions I'm always asking because I love to watch human behavior. I love to see happy people, and I also love to study people that are unhappy, miserable, grumpy, angry with the world. I wonder why they're that way, and could you change if you didn't have a life that you didn't like? So if you could have the perfect body, for example, and you didn't have to do any exercise, would you still lift heavy things and do some huffy puffy exercise for the health benefit, for the strong bones and a healthy heart? And that's the reason why people exercise is always interesting to me, because some people exercise obviously to look good, and some people exercise for the benefit of it, and some people exercise for both. I wonder what your response would be. And it's always an interesting question to ask, and I always am very interested in the answer. What about eating? If you could have the perfect body, would you just eat whatever you wanted to, drink whatever you wanted to, and didn't care how much it was or what time of the day it was or how many calories were in it, because it didn't affect the shape of your body and you had the perfect body? Or would you still eat for the health benefit of getting vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and fiber so that you had a healthy body? It's just an interesting hypothetical question. If you were financially free, you never had to worry about money again, would you still go and do some work, add value to the world, do something every day, or would you decide to buy a tropical island and do nothing? And again, there's no right or wrong answers. I'm always just interested in the answers. And then what makes people happy? Is it the fact that we have a perfect body and we are financially free and we can do what we want to do? Or is it the striving for that? Is it the ability to get up every day with a purpose and go and do something that adds value? So we love getting up in the morning because we love our career path, we love our business, and it adds value to the world. Or do we just love getting up in the morning? And again, there's no right or wrong answers. I just like asking the questions. And then when you have a look at the people who are really happy, the ones that are living a life that they're really excited about, they have a purpose. They're not depressed, they're not overweight, they're not angry with the world. They're happy people they're high self-esteem, or they've got high self-esteem. They feel good about themselves. They're doing something that they love to do, and they're in great shape. And I always ask those people, what is it that you do that makes you different from everybody else? Because that's a very unique group of people, obviously. The people that really love their life, they're really happy, they're healthy, fit and strong, in great physical condition, and they're doing something that adds value to the world. They're very difficult to find, those folks. And those folks always share with me exactly the same answer. They're doing something that they love. They want to be the best in the world at it. So they're every single day aiming to get better and better at what they do. They're aiming to get fitter and stronger. They're aiming to eat healthier, have a better exercise program, meet better people, become more superb communicators. They're always aiming to get better at what they do. And then, of course, they're doing that because they want to add value to the world. So that's that beautiful circle of, I'm doing what I'm passionate about, I want to be the best in the world at it, and I want to add massive value to the world. And those folks seem to be the happiest. They seem to have their life together. So when I ask them then, what is it that you do on a day-to-day basis? And it's always the same answer. It's what they do every day, not what they dream about doing one day, someday, maybe, eventually, hopefully. It's always what they're doing every single day, the training, the learning, exercise, the healthy eating plan. It's always a commitment to daily discipline. And I love that quote. It's not what you do one day, it's what you do every day, today, that will make you successful, happy, give you a life of purpose. So combining all of that, I remember a very, very long time ago, I made a commitment that I was going to run every day for 10 years. And it was a minimum of 20 minutes, and some days it was longer, but I was never going to miss a day for 10 years because I wanted to really commit to that quote, which is, it's not what you do one day, someday, hopefully, eventually, maybe, but what you do every single day. So I thought, what a better commitment can there be than running something that I love to do, than to make a commitment to do something that I love to do every single day and get the benefit from it. And that's a beautiful thing about exercise. There's always a benefit from it. You always feel better after you exercise. You always feel more energetic. You feel more vitalized. There's a good word, vitalized. So I did it. And I want you to imagine what it was like on the 31st of December, after I had run every single day for 10 years, and I touched the side of my house and I went, wow, that was a pretty big achievement. Congratulations. When I look back over my life, During that 10-year period, however, there was a very strong connection between the goals that I had set, not just the running every day, but all of the other things that I never dreamed that I could achieve. But over that 10-year period, I'd set the goal, and just by almost by osmosis, having been a disciplined, committed, focused person every day, that my life had followed along with my daily running goal. So the next part of that is that I've also became a marathon runner. I've run 21 marathons. Who cares? Except that the mental headspace reason for that was to put myself through some kind of mental tough experience at least once a year to test my mental toughness, literally. And anybody that's run 42.2 kilometers, even if you do it easy or in a short period of time, it requires mental toughness to push your body over 42.2 kilometers. So I did that once a year every year, and I did it 21 times and several half marathons as well, and obviously I'm a runner. However, when I then had a look at that quote again, it's not what you do one day, it's what you do every day that gives you a purpose, makes you successful, gives you discipline and mental toughness. I thought, this testing yourself once a year for mental toughness, Rowie, give yourself a better goal than that. So in my 50th year, I decided on a different goal. Rather than run a marathon this year, one day of the year to test my mental toughness, I was going to now commit to the daily. I'm going to not just run every day like I did for the 10 years, but I'm going to make a commitment to 1 hour of running every single day, minimum 10 kilometers. And that, whether that was a sprint session or interval training or six lots of 10 minutes or 10 lots of 6 minutes or 2:30 minutes or 3:20 minutes, or it doesn't matter. It was a commitment of 1 hour of running every single day for 365 days. And the beautiful thing now is I can look back on my 50th year and say, in the year that I turned 50, I ran every single day for 1 hour, regardless. And I will share with you that my definition of discipline, as I've shared many times before, is simply doing what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. And that's what goal setting is. You say, yes, this is what I'm going to do, and this is when I'm going to do it. But often people fall down on the goal achieving because when they don't feel like it, they stop. When it gets tough or it hurts or they're tired or they've been on a plane for a long time or it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they don't do it. Well, I made a commitment that every single day for 365 days, I'm going to run for an hour. And I will happily share with you that there were many days where I did not feel like it. I knew what I had to do and what I should do and when I should do it, and I didn't feel like it, but I did it anyway. Whether it was 3 o'clock in the morning or whether I just got off a 24-hour flight, or if I had to run between that 24-hour flight. So several times in that year, I ran at the airport for an hour in between flights from Australia to Europe and vice versa. However, please imagine, and this is why I'm sharing this with you from a personal heart-to-heart story, what it feels like at the end of 365 days to be able to say to yourself, I made a commitment and I stuck to that commitment. For 365 days, I ran for an hour every single day. Regardless of how tired I was or how much I had on in my life or what time of the day it was, it didn't matter. And just as an interesting side note, because this doesn't matter either, but a lot of people say to me, oh, I can't run because I'm sick or I'm tired or I'm injured. I've had a serious foot injury for the whole year. And obviously running every day probably isn't good for a foot injury, but I made a commitment. And the beautiful thing about making a commitment, it's not just then what you commit to, it's how it affects the other areas of your life. So when I ask the question, why do people exercise? A lot of people exercise, oh yeah, because I want to look good. But interestingly, when you exercise, even just to look good, you get strong bones, you get strong muscles, you get great hair, great skin, great nails, because you've focused on one area. So let's wrap all of that up. Interestingly, not only did I run 365 days of my 50th year, but I can very happily look back over my 50th year and say, by a million miles, this has been the very best year of my life. I cannot think of a year where I've achieved more, been happier, been more satisfied with my life, had the most fun, the most laughs, had the most amazing people in my life, and had the most amazing experiences. And I wonder if there's a correlation, a direct relationship between making commitment, being focused, being disciplined, doing the things that you love to do, and then achieving the things that you want to do. And I don't know. I don't know what would happen if you had the perfect body and you and you didn't do any exercise, what would happen to that body? Would it stay the same? I don't know if you don't do any exercise or training or education or learning more, whether your brain would go dead or whether it would stay the same. I don't know any of that, and I don't want to find out. What I do know is that when you make a commitment and you decide that I'm going to do what I should do, when I should do it, even if I don't feel like it, you feel fantastic. And the ultimate quote then goes like this: there's only two things that we ever regret, what we did do and what we didn't do. And beautifully, if you ever regret what you did do, you can't change it, but you can look back and learn from that experience. You can never learn from an experience that you didn't get. You can never have a great memory from a place that you didn't go to. You can never have a yummy wow experience from a meal that you never ate. And you can never have that amazing feeling of loving somebody if you never put yourself out there. Life is about living. So make a commitment every single day. It's not what we do one day. One day I'm going to be successful. One day I'm going to be happy. One day I'm going to have a great relationship. One day I'm going to be wealthy. One day I'm going to give millions of dollars to charity. One day I'm going to travel the world. One day I'm going to do all the things that I want to do. It's what we do every day, today, that makes the difference. Have a great day today.